कः कल्पितः पदभ्याम्। भुवर्लोकस्य नाभितः स्वर्लोकः कल्पितो मूर्ध्ना इति वा लोककल्पना। भूर्लोकः कल्पितः पदभ्याम्। भुवर्लोकस्य नाभितः स्वर्लोकः कल्पितो मूर्ध्ना इति वा लोककल्पना। भूर्लोकः कल्पितः पद्भ्याम्। भुवर्लोकस्य नाभितः स्वर्लोकः कल्पितो मूर्ध्ना इति वा लोककल्पना। कल्पितो मूर्ध्ना इति वा लोककल्पना। भूर्लोककल्पिता पद्भ्याम्। लोकस्य नाभितः लोकस्य कल्पितो मूर्ध्ना इति वा लोककल्पना। What word meaning? Kindly repeat after me. Bhurlokaha, the entire planetary system, from Patal to the earthly planetary system. Kalpitaha, imagined. Padabhyam, situated on legs. Bhuvarlokaha, the Bhuvarloka planetary system. Asya, of the universal form of the Lord. Nabhitaha, out of the navel abdomen. Swarlokaha, the higher planetary system, beginning with the heavenly planets. Kalpitaha, imagined. Murdha, from the chest to the head. Iti, thus. Va, either. Loka, the planetary systems. Kalpana, imagination. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Others may divide the whole planetary system into three divisions, namely the lower planetary systems on the legs up to the earth, the middle planetary systems on the navel, and the upper planetary systems, Swarloka, from the chest to the head of the Supreme Personality. Purport. The three divisions of the complete planetary systems are here mentioned. 14 are imagined by others, and that is also explained. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Cause of All Causes. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premna Matakanta Vyaspura. Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to welcome all of you for this daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially His Grace Prasannatma Prabhu and His Grace Jananivas Prabhu, that I can speak something which can inspire us in our devotional service. It is quite embarrassing. Two great souls are sitting and I'm speaking over here. It is order of the devotees. I'm trying to do something in the service. So this is the interesting section which is ending today. The fifth chapter, The Cause of All Causes. So Srila Prabhupada once said that all my endeavors will be successful in establishing ISKCON if one living entity who is absorbed in material sense gratification becomes the lover of Krishna. One person becomes the pure devotee of Krishna, then all of my endeavors of establishing this institution ISKCON will be successful. So that is the mood of an acharya. It's so difficult for a living entity to become lover of God. So same mood here, Brahmaji is showing that why he has taken all these endeavors to create this material world, so that a living entity takes up to the spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead. Paiya manushya janma yena bhaje gaura guna hena janma tara vyartha hoila paiya amrita dhvani piye visha garta pani janmila se kene nari maila. Paiya manushya janma yena bhaje gauraguna. Those who do not engage in the hearing or spiritual practices connected to Krishna or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, tara janma vyartha hoila, that life is useless. We have received the opportunity, a nectarian opportunity, to engage in spiritual life, but piye visha garta pani, a poisonous sense gratification has been taken by the living entity, is engaged in those activities, and therefore how can this contamination will go away? So when we engage in spiritual practices, that is the real achievement and the purpose of human form of life. Bhukta bhoga parityaktva drishta dosha cha nityasha saishwarasya sumam ashudhatte swamahimni sthitasya cha. So the purpose of human life is to achieving the swarupa, a constitutional position, being servant of the Lord. And when a living entity starts seeing the dosha, the fault in the material enjoyment, and he engages in spiritual practices, then quickly he will achieve that mahima, mahimna sthitasya, situated in the own glory, that is being servant of the Lord. And therefore, in this whole chapter, what we see is that the explanation of various planets and the planetary systems has been explained, which is the universal form of the Lord. So the chapter began with inquiry from Narada. So it's a very interesting chapter where two Mahajanas are coming together and discussing. So when Yaksha asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, what is the path or what is the way? So he didn't say a 7K Munshi Marg or something like that or some other thing. No. He simply said, Tarko Pratishto Shrutayo Vibhinno. Mahajano Yena Gatha Sapanta. The right path, the great path is to follow in footsteps of Mahajana, the great souls. Mahajano Yena Gatha Sapanta. And here, two Mahajanas, Naraji and Brahmaji, they are discussing. So whenever two personalities meet, and whenever two devotees meet, what happens? Machitta madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavad yashah mitho ratir mitho tushtir mitha nivrittir atmanah. So when two personalities meet, the exchange and the discussion about Krishna takes place. And when discussion about Krishna takes place, the living entity experiences joy and satisfaction. So there are so many meetings are happening in this world, but not all meetings are culminating in joy and satisfaction. So machitta madgata prana. When devotees come together, they discuss about Krishna. They hear about Krishna. They speak about Krishna. And that should be the standard of a meeting, where discussion of Krishna takes place. Otherwise, there are so many debates are going on, so many talks going on. But those talks are bringing us closer to death. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Dazurikai vasutaha. The jiva is engaged in mundane talks, is asati, unchaste. So here, as soon as Narada came in front of Brahmaji, he asked him submissively questions. And that is what Bhagavad Gita says. Tatvidhi pranipatena pani prashnena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnanino tattva darshina. If you want to understand subject matter which is beyond human intelligence, beyond one's capacity of understanding, then one must submissively inquire from the authorities. Tatvidhi pranipatena. So this submission or inquiring from someone requires humility. So here Narada, he himself is a incarnation of a bhakti, is inquiring from Brahmaji, another Mahajan. He himself is a Mahajan. So this inquiry, the humility is important to gain the spiritual knowledge and sustain with that spiritual knowledge and practice that spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, it remains only knowledge in the head. And if we try to figure on our own, then we fall back. So once a logician wanted to enter a 5-star hotel without paying the proper bills. But he figured out how to enter into that hotel. So he observed that a first person when he was entering, so the guard asked him the question, 6. And the customer replied 3. And the guard welcomed him, allowed him to go inside. So the logician is observing this. The another person came. The guard asked him 12. The customer replied 6. God allowed him to go inside. Now logician figured out how to enter into the 5-star hotel. So as he was trying to enter, God asked him, 10. The logician replied, 5. And thud, a slap. So the logician was bewildered. Now what is this? First person went, you asked 6, he told 3, you allowed him. Second person went, 12, and he said 6, you allowed him. And when I spoke 5, you slapped me, you didn't allow me. So the guard replied, actually, what you are figuring out, 6 divided by 2 is 3, is not the answer. Actually, I was asking how many letters are there in that word. 6 has a 3 letters and 12 has a 6 letters. So how many 10 has? 3. So I understood you are fake. So when we try to enter into the mystery of this world on our own, figuring out how to achieve our goals without giving the proper payments, then what happens? You get slapped by material nature. And therefore it is said, Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamya vayorathapi manaso munipungavanam sopesiyat prabhad asimin vichinta tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That those who tries to achieve Krishna with the power of their intelligence and with power of their own austerities and the penances, without taking shelter of a devotee, they do not reach anywhere, not close to Krishna. So here Naradji is inquiring from Brahmaji submissively and wanting to know what is this creation all about. He did not come to the conclusion, okay, because I see this, and therefore this is conclusion. He is getting clarified all those doubts which are fundamental for each and every living entity. So he asked 5 questions about creation and 5 questions about creator, Brahmaji himself. And when those questions were asked, it was interesting. He was asking, I see you are very powerful, but are you really the powerful personality, independent of everything? And what Brahmaji answers, that is the qualities, those qualities, these interactions brings out the qualities of Brahmaji. It is very difficult to answer such questions when there is no one to trace out. Here Brahmaji is displaying beautiful qualities which every sadhaka should aspire for. And that is what my discussion would be today, that how a Mahajana establishes conduct or behavior so that we can follow in that footstep. So Brahmaji, the first quality we see here, when these questions were asked to Lord Brahma by Naradji, the first thing what we see in Brahmaji is that honesty. He's thoroughly honest about answering the questions of Naradji. Brahmaji is known as a Veda Garbha. Along with Brahmaji came Vedas, manual for human life. Without Vedas or the knowledge of the Vedas, the world is vacant. So Brahmaji appeared with the Vedas. And when these questions were asked, so he frankly said, I am not the primary creator. I am a secondary creator. Actually, I receive my powers from Supreme Personality of God in Vasudev. And that is interesting, because sometimes when you have all the facility to lie and there is no one to check, natural thing is that you speak lie. Because if there is no one to check behind, here nobody is there. The first living entity is Brahmaji. Beyond that, there is no one in this world. But now, when Naradji asked that who is the powerful? Are you the powerful? I see that you know creation like a walnut in hand. Each and every part of this creation you know. And you have so many energies. But honestly, he admitted, I am not the creator. I am not the primary creator. So it is very important that somebody might be honest in private. When something you have to speak or you have to admit. So it is very easy to be honest in private. But it is very difficult to be honest in public. Because there is a question of your image. There is a question of your honor. But here, the conversation which is taking place, Brahmaji is boldly saying about, I am not the primary creator. What would be the impact on the whole lot of living entities going to come? They won't worship Brahmaji as a primary source. They will be worshipping Supreme Person. And if you want, if you have desires to get worshipped, that who is going to check? He could have done that way. He would have said, Narada, that yes, I am the one who is the most powerful. But he honestly, publicly express that I am not the primary creator. So this is the wonderful quality of Brahmaji, that he shows his honesty in front of everyone. So an honesty is also related and the quality of integrity. Integrity is the core value. Where honesty or dishonesty is a habit. Somebody might be honest, but may not have an integrity towards the principles or the moral values. I'll give an example. That once a student was asked by a teacher, a child, if you found a wallet full of money, what will you do? So, the student replied that if nobody is watching, so I will keep it for myself. So the teacher said, the child, you're honest. You're saying that you'll keep it for yourself, but you lack integrity. So somebody might be honest, but may not have an integrity. And that is what in the case of Duryodhana. Duryodhana said, I know dharma and I know adharma. But my heart doesn't get attracted to dharma. He is honest, admitting that my heart doesn't get attracted to dharma. But he doesn't have an integrity. And somebody might be dishonest. Must be having integrity. So in a case where we see that, if somebody, just like we know that story, a few dacoits were chasing a person. And a sage was asked where that person has gone. And sage knew that these people, these dacoits are going to kill that person or rob that person. The sage said, Yes, he is there. So he is honest, saying, but he lacked the integrity. But in case of Sanatan Goswami, we see that he spoke lie to the jailer. But he was dishonest. But he had an integrity. Dedication to the real values of life. So this is what we all have to understand, that we should be having integrity towards the devotional values or the practices, the principles given by Prabhupada and the Acharyas, so that our decisions becomes clear and there will be no confusion. Because those people who have integrity, they know what is black and what is white. There is no gray area for them. And therefore, when Krishna asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, speak lie, it is to establish dharma. So, such personalities, Brahmaji is showing that aspect of integrity. Another beautiful quality of Lord Brahma is displayed in this section is submission. Submission to the authority. So in a future section it will be described that when Brahmaji was born, the first day of Lord Brahma, he was fully bewildered. He did not know what to do. Going up, down, everywhere. He did not realize for what purpose I have been created. And that time, he heard two syllables. What is that? Ta and pa. So he heard these two words, two letters, and he understood what I am supposed to be doing. Performing austerities. And when Sukhdev Goswami was explaining this, he said, this is the wealth of renunciation. Or renunciate. So the wealth of renunciates is tapasya, austerity. Although Brahmaji was born without any contamination. His birth was pure. Directly from Lord Vishnu, he is born. But before taking up the service to the Lord, he submitted himself to those two letters. Heard from the ether or some source, tapa. And he started performing tapasya. So for Arjuna, Lord Krishna said, yatichesi tatha kuru. I have spoken to you this much. Now you do whatever you want to do. So what Arjuna did? Arjuna said, karishye vachanam tava. He submitted to the Lord's desire. And here, Brahmaji, before hearing anything, he submitted to those two letters and performed tapasya. So tapasya is an important or integral part of a sadhaka. Because tapasya purifies our heart. We cannot discount our tapasya. Because we are in a moment where the important principle of Yukta Vairagya is been practiced. Yukta Vairagya means utilizing everything in the service of the Lord. material gadgets, material positions, background, our background, that is utilized in the service of the Lord. That is what Rupa Goswami has given to all of us, Yukta Vairagya. But if we do not have a sufficient purification of heart, then such things will entangle us. We become attached. Instead of getting detached from the material world, those things can make our attachment stronger to the material world. And our positions, whatever we had in material life, if that is not purified, if those backgrounds are not purified by the dint of austerities and tapasya, so those background, whatever background we will have, or whatever we have, that will create problem. That will remain passion. Will not utilize it for compassion for the living entity. It will remain our passion. So austerities in devotional service is to purify our heart. So here, before taking up the creation, Brahmaji is performing that tapasya without saying anything. He did not object. I am already purified. What is the need for me? Tapasya is a positive purification. Somebody might say, I'm working so hard, I'm doing so much of tapasya. Even for devotees. Just working hard is not tapasya. Tapasya means the things which we do not like to perform in the service of the Lord. Chanting, following the four regulative principles, hearing, coming in the association. Otherwise, those work we like to do, and there is so much of hard work in that. Prabhupada termed it as a ugra karma. There are so many people are performing tapasyas. In local train we see so much of tapasyas over there. But that tapasya doesn't purify the heart. So the tapasya which has been spoken here, which is connected to purifying our heart. And when our heart is purified, then we can deal with material energy. And if we try to deal with material energy without sufficient purification, the material energy knows our weaknesses. And right there, the material energy hits. No matter how strong you are in all other areas, only one weakness is sufficient for material energy to break you down. So this is one of the quality of Brahmaji, that submission to the Lord, following His instructions. And the third quality which has been highlighted in this is no adulteration. So Brahmaji received the knowledge of Vedas from Lord Himself. And he did not adulterate them. He did not misinterpret it. He gave as it is. And therefore Prabhupada also gave Bhagavad Gita as it is. Our Sampradaya Acharya is Brahmaji. He received knowledge from Krishna and he gave that without any adulteration. He did not misinterpret. He had all the facility to do that. But Brahmaji did not do those things. Brahmaji is responsible for bringing Vedas, and second is responsible for giving forms to the material world. All the forms in this material world is been given by Lord Brahma. And the only purpose of those things is to facilitate each and every living entity to go back home, back to Godhead. So that is one other quality of Lord Brahma. One another beautiful quality comes out of Lord Brahma is that he studied the scriptures, the Vedas. He just did not receive those things, but it is mentioned that Brahmaji studied Vedas. Not once, twice, thrice. So first time when he studied those things, he came to the understanding that, oh, it is talking about all about karmas, karma kand. Second time when he studied, he understood, oh, it is all about gyan kand. But finally when he studied, he came to the conclusion, oh, it is all about bhakti. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So devotional service is not just a sentimentalism, sahajiya. Because these are two extreme things a living entity goes through. Taking things very cheaply, a sahajiya mentality, just based on sentimentalism, or rejecting and declaring oneself mayavad, that I am the God. So when we understand the proper tenets of philosophy, then our conviction and faith remains steady in our practice. So we are not just people who are practicing based on some sentiments. And therefore, every sadhaka needs to study the scriptures given by our acharyas, books written by Prabhupada. So when we study, when we realize what is the importance, and our convictions go deeper. Because many times we know things, but we are unable to practice those things. Why? When you know and when you can't do that, or you fail to do that, that clearly shows lack of conviction in what you know. Because the convinced people shows their faith through their action. If action doesn't match the knowledge, means there is a lack of conviction. So here, Brahmaji, he studied it and came to the right conclusion. So study is a hard work, and that is what Lord Krishna also says. You can worship me with your intelligence by studying the knowledge which I have spoken to you, by studying Gita. So the worship of Lord through our intelligence is studying the scriptures. So Brahmaji did not take it as granted. I know now. I need not have to do study. He studied. And that is what all the acharyas, even Shukdev Goswami, he studied under Vyasadeva. In first canto we hear that when he came back from the forest, he studied Srimad Bhagavatam from Vyasadeva and other sages. So here we see that Brahmaji is studied those scriptures, and also He studied for his own knowledge, not for just giving for others. Most of the time when we study for others, that what I will speak, what I will say. That was not the purpose for Brahmaji's study. It is for Swadhyaya. The meaning of Swadhyaya means it's a adhyayan, means self gain. That is called Swadhyaya. And finally, when you study, what comes? Swanubhav. Swanubhav means whatever has been written, you experience in your own life. From Shabda Praman, you come to the experiencing yourself. Swanubhav. So whatever has been written in the scriptures, when we practice those things, implement those things, what we gain is experiences. And when we experience devotional service, when we experience Krishna, then we do not go away anywhere. Experience is the epitome of our practices. So this is what everything is given by Prabhupada for us to practice and experience. And Brahmaji was also responsible for bringing Ramayana in this world. So when Valmiki Rishi was lamenting, and that shloka, in that shloka, he cursed that hunter. So that shloka came a shloka. And that time, Brahmaji appeared and told this to Valmiki Rishi, that in your shloka, the shloka came, in that chanda, you compose Ramayana, the glories of Lord Ram. So the Ramayana, what we have received, is the blessing of a Brahmaji. So this is what Lord Brahma's contribution to the whole world, and specifically to our sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara. Brahmaji is our Acharya. He is a Mahajan. And we try to follow in his footstep. Definitely. Just like Lord shake hands with him. After performing tapasya, Lord shake hands with him. And at the same time, he's acting like a manager. He's creating, he's delivering so many things. So Lord is shaking hands with him. And on another side, he's been criticized. All the devotees, all the gopis were criticizing him. They say that, Atati yad bhavan ahanikananam triti yugayate twam apashyatam kutila kuntalam sri mukham chate jadau dikshatam pakshmakrid drisham jadau udikshatam, that this creator is dull minded or is a fool, because he has created eyes which flaps every second. He doesn't know how to create, because it is creating obstacle to see your beauty. So on one side, you have been patted by Lord, and on another side, you have been slapped. So that is the position he is taking ahead. It's very difficult, but still he is continuing happily. That is a mood we should serve the Lord and his devotees. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. I would like to stop here. I request Prasannatma Prabhu or Jannivas Prabhu, if any comment is there or anything you would like to add. Prajit, you can speak.
Yesterday, but the vision of that in Kali Yuga, people will not be able to remember verses by heart. So then he composed or he told the Vedas, then Ganesh wrote the Vedas. So, but you seem to say that Brahma was studying the Vedas. So can you clear about this?
Studying about Vedas.
Yeah, you told that Brahma was studying the Vedas, but it is said that the Vedas, writing Vedas, have been given much later. Before it was always heard.
Only. Yes. So can you clarify? Studying means internalizing what has been spoken by the Lord. So that is the meaning of studying. Not the written form, but whatever he had heard, he internalized those things, he went through what exactly I have received, and that way he came to the conclusion that the message of Vedas is to perform devotional service to the Lord. In that sense, I was talking.
So that Brahma created the form.
Yeah.
But actually, it is said clearly in Vedanta Sutra that he creates form according to the name of the form. Means he remembers the Sanskrit name for any form. Then he created the form. But it comes by the name, means it was there before. He did not invent or created something from his own, because it's always being recorded in the past. So by remembering the name of a certain object, then the object is made. That is what it is.
Yes.
Right.
So when I spoke, he gave forms. It's not that independently he gave. He gave with the dependence or whatever was created by the Lord. He only just gave the material forms to the objects.
So many things. So
yes, yes.
I'm telling yoga memory. But you said about tapasya. Tapasya is part of bhakti or something. So what is actually what tapasya do we have to do, or when do we have to accomplish some more tapasya or some tapasya in our devotional practices, devotional life, devotional days of practice, when really we have to do, okay, today I'm going to do tapasya. What kind of tapasya actually is there for us?
So
our life means so easy, you know. Not so much tapasya, it's all fun, practically speaking. Coming morning, chanting, dancing, and chanting, and feasting. We don't see so much tapasya, so can you, what is the role or the place of tapasya in our practices?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Now, so when a devotee becomes advanced, so whatever the practices Prabhupada has given, it becomes the source of joy. The process is Anandakanda. But in the beginning of our devotional practices, the same thing, chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, coming in the association of the devotees, they are like a kind of tapasya for a living entity in this age of Kali Yuga. So yes, in devotional service, Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate, when a devotee is connected with Krishna and absorbing Krishna, each and everything he sees as a source of joy because he sees Krishna everywhere. For him, whatever he practices, it gives ananda and purification. Of course, because already purified. But when in a conditional stage, in a sadhaka stage, when he tries to take up chanting, so today he feels I should chant and tomorrow he feels why should I chant? Today he feels I should follow four regulative principles. Tomorrow again he questions why should I follow four regulative principles? Coming in the morning, for you it must be the great joy. But sadhaka like me, it is a great tapasya to get up and come in the morning. So, there are the stages where we talk about tapasya. So, at least Prabhupada said, this is what I have given. Four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds. That, we take it as a tapasya. It's very tough for a sadhaka to complete his rounds, follow four regulative principles in midst of temptations. That is the struggle a sadhaka goes through. But he remains steady and convinced about the practices. So then he crosses that stage of tapasya and the same practices gives joy to him.
That some of his knowledge, very intimate knowledge of Brahma, is given by Krishna directly through
flute.
You have to tell also, because that is very so important part of receiving knowledge is through the grace of a superior entity. In this case, Krishna, because he was the first one. But he received this knowledge, Kama Gayatri, Gayatri Mantra. He received through the song, Venung Vananta Maravindaya Layataksam. This verse. And then he understood, Govinda Mati Purusham Tamam Bhajami. By receiving directly like this, then
yes. Thank you for your blessings, Prabhuji. We'll stop here. Karantara Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. Yes.